Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is one of the most celebrated rites of passage for high school seniors attending the senior prom. While the young people are most concerned about what they're wearing and what they may be driving to the event, parents are more concerned about making sure their children get there and return home safely. And there's so much more to think about now when compared to a generation or two ago. Well, tonight we have parenting tips for prom season. My guests are school social worker Skylar Williams and parenting strategist Carol Muletta. Lines are open if you have a comment or a question about prom season for your child. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Skylar, thanks for joining the program. I appreciate it. Carol, good to see you again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Okay, so let me start with you, Skylar. You are interacting with, you know, high schoolers all the time. It's prom season. You're hearing from seniors. What is it that they are talking about right now when it comes to prom?
Right now, outside of attire, of course, they're talking about where they're going to be after prom. Whether it's Airbnb, you know, nowadays with the changes in laws about around birthdays, some of them are old enough to get their own rooms and things of that nature. So whether it's the hotel, somebody's after party, or the Airbnb, that seems to be the thing right now.
Really?
Absolutely.
Right, Carol. You're wowed about that.
Yes.
Yeah, how would your mother have felt about that when you were going to your prom and going to an Airbnb?
That wasn't happening.
Yeah, that was
that wasn't happening.
and it had nothing to do with the money.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, no. You were coming right home after the prom. Absolutely. Wow, I didn't even realize that. But there are some other things that are happening with the modern prom that a generation or so ago, a lot of people didn't even think about. What kind of things are they doing now?
I think right now it's the desire to almost show up as if they're showing up to like a red carpet. So they have the desire to have their parents rent the exotic cars and the Teslas and the Maserati, whatever they can get their hands on or, you know, is available to them. They want to drive these things. And they're barely driving the Toyota to school daily, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not, you know, you don't drive every day, but you're going to drive this luxury vehicle that you have no idea how to work or, you know, maneuver on an evening where you may or may not be partying.
Mm-hmm.
Or engaging in things that, you know, you probably shouldn't is a little bit of a risk.
And what is this goat thing?
You know what? I don't know. All I can think of is, you know, it's the 23, so it's the Jordan year. He's the greatest of all time, so that may be the connection.
So they're posing with goats.
I guess. That's a new thing for me.
Can you imagine saying to your mother, hey, I want to pose, I want to take my prom picture with a goat?
No, I could not imagine doing that at all.
Yeah, my nephew is going to his prom on Saturday, and I need to talk to my sister about whether or not he's making inquiries at the petting zoo.
Right.
But, you know, beyond... You know, beyond the, you know, the high cost, Carol, there are some very, very serious issues around prom season and this very, very special night. Kind of talk to me about what parents are being blindsided with when it comes to some of the issues that are being addressed right now.
Well, sometimes they're blindsided by the unsanctioned after parties, the alcohol, and the hotels or Airbnbs, as Skylar mentioned. So I think that what's really important is right from the beginning to have a conversation. I mean, right out of the gate. And, you know, first of all, congratulate them. Look, you know, you've accomplished a lot.
You made it.
And you have a very bright future ahead of you. Now, how would you like to celebrate? Mm-hmm. And talk about it and you know, identify what activities are happening. The school has some activities that, you know, the students are required or optional, you know, to participate in. Find out what those are. Get a schedule. Understand what costs are involved and all of that. And then assess the supervision. You know, like we say in our community, who all's going to be there?
Exactly.
All the, you know, moms and dads, or if it's a school-sanctioned event, like what's up, you know, what's going on with the chaperones and all of that stuff. So figure all of that out, and then decide with your child what is reasonable and what's allowable, and that's in terms of logistics, that's in terms of money, how much money you're willing to spend and all of that, and without a doubt safety. And so next, form an agreement. And like with our sons, a group of parents, because they were a group of guys that were friends, the parents sat down and talked about what's going to happen that night or during
really?
The season. Yeah, like
talk to me about that. That's interesting.
Right, like which you're going to the prom, obviously. How are you getting there and all of that? But also, if there, I believe there was an after party, so which one do we agree that you can go to? That kind of thing. So there was a discussion about that. All of the families did that. And then be clear about your expectations. Don't assume they know that, you know, you've been telling them all along since they were 5 years old they shouldn't smoke, they shouldn't drink, whatever. Talk about it. And, you know, make sure that they know that what time they need to be back. Let them know what the non-negotiables are, like, you know, drinking and driving, can't do it. You know, sexual activity, shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. No pun intended, that's a hard one.
And then,
that's another conversation.
And then agree upon, you know, kind of a check-in, like let us know when you're moving from one location mm-hmm. to the other, you know, texting and all of that. Get some agreement about that up front, and then discuss some emergency plans, because to be fair, some things will happen that night that they couldn't anticipate. They thought they were going to one location, but somebody's drinking, they weren't supposed to be drinking or whatever. And I think, you know, we had an agreement, and I've heard other people, parents said, look, if you get into a situation, just call me, text me, I will come get you. I'm not going to ask you any questions about how you got there. I appreciate that you made the phone call for me to help you to get out. So, you know, we can talk later about that, but no questions asked. I'll come get you from wherever you are if you get into a situation that you know don't want to be in. And, you know, again, coordinate with the families, have other people's contact information as well. And, you know, finally, remind them that they have a bright future ahead. Like, start it off that way and end it that way.
Absolutely.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about prom, not what you wear, but how to make sure that your children are safe on this really important night in your child's life and in your life. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Cheyenne calling from Clinton, Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to make the parents aware that at the proms, the girls don't wear underwear, and they have a circle in the middle of the circle, and the kids are dancing in the circle. They're having sex in the circle. And I got that from Reliable Source.
Wait a minute. Okay, say that again now.
At the proms.
At the prom.
The girls don't wear underwear.
Okay.
And they have a circle, and they dancing, and they surround them. And in the circle, they're having sex. That's what you don't know. I got that from Reliable Source. Got it from my children.
Mm. Wow.
So just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Cheyenne, thank you for, you know, for that. Which, and that brings me to, you know, my next question, Skylar. Are the instructions different for the girls when as opposed to the boys, or do you, you know, what or the conversations?
No, the conversation should be the same. Uh-huh. Whether you have a son or a daughter, the conversation should mirror, and it should be, of course, applicable to your son or daughter. But the safety parameters should be the same as far as, one, let's just talk about they are in an age of social media. So if you don't want it posted and you don't want your mother to see it, you should not be doing it because they're recording. Mm-hmm. So the circle that she's talking about, that means these girls are 99% possibly on the internet somewhere in this circle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and that can follow you years later. You know, you did something in high school, you're trying to do something important later, and here comes this video that somebody saved from, you know, 2023.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Carol, it seems to me, you know, when you listen to what Cheyenne is saying could possibly happen, if you are concerned about something like that happening with your child on prom night and address it the day before prom, then that's already a fail.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. those kinds of issues needed to be addressed years ago.
Absolutely.
I absolutely agree with that. And I'm assuming that, you know, you've been having this conversation. And so, but what I am saying to parents that have been talking about this regularly, about behavior that's acceptable at, you know, since early ages, don't assume you don't need to talk about it or reinforce it again for prom night. And remind them of what's at stake. I mean, look, you know, this is a very important turning point in their lives, and you have a bright future ahead. Think about that. I mean, this is one night. It's a wonderful night. It's a night of celebration. But remember, this is one night. And if they play their cards right, there are going to be many more big moments in their lives. But don't ruin it for this.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about prom night. How to make sure that your children have a great time, get there safely, and return home safely. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Maureen calling from Rockville. Thanks for calling, Maureen. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to say that my son graduated a few years back, and a group of parents, we got together and did some creative things. What we did was ordered a group of limousines to do the driving for the kids. Mm-hmm. And one of the parents had an in-ground pool and a huge basement and backyard. And the limousines brought the kids back. They changed their clothes. We warned the neighbors. It's going to get loud. And they were outside. We took everybody, you know, so we didn't have to worry about them driving. And things went well, yes. You know, the kids did, you know, bring some beer or whatever. But there were chaperones there. We left them alone. And the next day we cooked everybody a big breakfast.
That's nice.
And the kids were fine with that. Everybody was safe. Parents didn't have to worry about any stress. So maybe instead of getting those big fancy cars, as you mentioned earlier, get a limo. Let the limo driver drive them around and have a set place where they can, you know, relax and, you know, have a little music and, you know, do things the safe way. That was my comment.
Thank you so much, Marina. I appreciate that. And I think to that point, Carol, you know, Skylar said everyone wants to show up like it's Oscar night on the red carpet.
Yes.
You know, everybody's doing huge things. I've seen some of the prom pictures from last year. And some of the gowns are hideous, but that's my thing. And the tuxedos too. I'm still not here for the tennis shoes and tuxedos. But outside of that, getting there, the whole transportation thing, the renting of exotic cars, while on the surface that may be visually exciting, but it would appear to me that would be a really risky thing to do for a new driver.
Yes, it's risky. Honestly, even if it's not an exotic car, but a car that you haven't driven before, that's one thing right there. But certainly an exotic one that has, you know, all of these electronics and all of this other stuff. If it's not the family car, the family's exotic car that the child has been riding in and has seen their parents driving and operating all of the functions, it's not a good idea at all.
Yeah. And, you know, to that point, I'm sure everyone has seen that video on the news earlier this week about the 17-year-old who was driving more than 120 miles an hour mm-hmm. in Fairfax County
yes.
and crossed the median and almost hit a Fairfax County police officer who had pulled over another car. Mm-hmm. That could have truly been a tragedy, and not to indict, you know, all, you know, teenagers, but, you know, it was, you know, teenagers, you know, may not have that same thought that those of us who are twice their age are when it comes to driving safely. I want to talk about that a little bit more, but I want to let Monica know that we are going to talk to her from Capitol Heights, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about prom night safety, a parenting conversation. Stay with us. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. I'll be back in a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about prom season, and we have parenting tips to help keep our children safe during this all-important rites of passage. My guests are school social worker Skylar Williams and parenting strategist Carol Muletta. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Before the break, I was, you know, talking about, you know, cars and the like. Mm-hmm. One of the things, you know, Skylar, I think it's a good idea if you're going to rent, if you're going to get a limo or something like that, to make sure that everybody gets there,
absolutely,
you know, at the same time. But you also have to check out the limo company.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think here's the thing, right? Years ago, I used to work in the rental car company. It's so easy to, like, total out one of those vehicles. If you damage the bumper, more than anything over $4,000 is a total loss. So if you're not ready to buy a car tomorrow, you should not be renting it for your child. If you know your child barely passed the parallel park, they need to go on a limo. The party buses are fun. Mm-hmm, it's, you know, right. It's like a party on wheels. Like, get back to them being in a structured situation where somebody's dropping them, and you could have as many stops as you want for if you pay for the hour. So it's not as restrictive as they think it is. So I think it's just about reframing how they look at limos and party buses, and, like, even if you want to do an exotic car, hire a driver.
Yes.
You can do it. They just shouldn't be driving it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the risk of being a helicopter parent, and I think at any of all the times when a parent can be accused of such, I think being sensitive to that as a parent should go out the window here.
Yes.
Oh,
you're
absolutely
not their friend.
Right.
In this situation at all. Y'all are not friends.
Yes. No, you absolutely have to step in and be part of the conversation. Like, I firmly believe that, you know, if you're traveling in a group, going to prom, whether it's through the limo or whatever, I think those parents need to sit down and be involved and talk about the expectations and you know, consequences if they, you know, don't follow the agreements that you all set up. No.
Your sons are how old?
23 years old.
So they're young. I mean, they, you know, they still have memories of their prom.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was mm-hmm. that was 5 years ago.
Sure.
What did you talk to them about 5 years ago, if you remember?
Everything I said.
I said what I said.
Everything I said earlier about this is an exciting moment, and this isn't the end. Like, you have a whole lot of possibilities ahead of you. Enjoy tonight with your friends and all of that, but remember what we talked about. In terms of the itinerary for the evening and all of that. So, yes.
Let's get them on the phone. No, I'm kidding. Let's see if their story is the same as their mother's. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Monica calling from Capitol Heights. Thanks for calling, Monica. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hi, and thank you. As a mother of three sons, and I have one that's going to prom. My last baby is graduating this year.
Well, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. But when you were talking about transportation, I couldn't help but think of what my husband did. My husband rented a car for both of our sons, but he acted as the chauffeur.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
That is.
And, you know, they had fun. He had fun. He, and it made me feel better. You know, I could rest easy as a parent because I know that not only were my sons going to the prom in safety, they were going to arrive home in safety, you know.
So let me ask you this, because I think one of the things that there's a challenge in finding balance, because in the modern prom, as Skylar just said, a lot of times it's not just the prom, it's the after party. It's going out to eat. And obviously I haven't been, to prom since Moses parted the Red Sea. But there was food at my prom. We went to a prom. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if there was an after party because I didn't go. We went driving. But after that, we came home at a decent hour. She got home safely. She lived in my neighborhood, so it was fine. Mm-hmm. But how did you, Monica, and how do you plan on finding balance between what your children want to do for the prom and what you and your husband are comfortable with?
We made everything clear. We told our children, as well as, my daughter, let us know what you plan on doing afterwards. We know you're going to prom. Do you have any plans after prom? We even made suggestions because, like you said, I remember at my prom, we went to the IHOP. You might as well say we moved the prom from Whitley Park Hilton to the IHOP over on St. Barnabas Road.
Okay.
My daughter and her friends, when they went to prom, they went to Magic Johnson Theater to see the latest movie that had came out. I think it was Spider-Man. The limo driver took them to see Spider-Man. My son, him and all his buddies, they went to IHOP. My other son, I think they went out somewhere to eat. And with my youngest, I don't know, he said, well, Mom, we'll probably just ride around in a limo and come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is what I told my sons was this. When you're at the prom, if you put a drink down, don't go back to that drink. I even told them this when they went to college.
Mm-hmm.
If you're eating food, if you're being served a plate, eat what you want, then get up. If it's buffet style, you leave that plate, don't come back to it. Get a fresh plate.
Yeah.
Yes, that is important.
Monica, thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it. And again, congratulations on getting the last one to prom and to graduation. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Delonte, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. Hello. My nephew is graduating from the Plata High School in a couple of weeks, and his prom is actually next Saturday. And so one thing I was telling him about, hey, let me be your, just like the caller before, let me be your chaperone. Wherever you want to go, I'll do whatever you want to do. And also, it teaches our children responsibility as when they get older. Hey, I am at your call. I am at your mercy. Whatever you want, whatever you need. And so that's what I've been trying to instill in him. Hey, if I could, whatever time the prom ends, whatever time it stops, if you want to leave early, let me know. I'll take you there. I'll bring you back home if you want to go out to eat. So I agree with the caller before. I like how their dad was the chauffeur for the night. And so that also teaches our children, like I said, responsibility and its safety, not just for our children, but for all those that are on the road mm-hmm. at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And so I agree with having fun. It's your day. It's your time. You've been in school for 13, 14 years. Now you're finally able to celebrate with your friends and family. with your friends, and you never know what's going to happen in the next chapter of your life. And so enjoy that moment, but do it responsibly and do it safely. So get somebody in your family, or again, call the limo company and have them, hey, whatever my child wants, do whatever my child asks to do, but do it responsibly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think also to that point, I think it's really important, and I spoke briefly about this earlier, that before you hire a limousine company, you really need to check on their track record.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you want to make sure that their drivers, have, even if you're talking about Yelp reviews, but you got to do something to make sure that you are comfortable with hiring them, and that your children and any other children who are going to be riding along are safe. So, Delonte, thank you so much for your input. I want to back up a little bit, and I think this will probably be a question more applicable to you, Carol, than mm-hmm. Skylar, because you still have some time before your little one goes to prom.
Absolutely.
The budget. is there one? I mean, I am just amazed at the eye-popping expenses mm-hmm. that come with buying a prom ticket, even mm-hmm. or the renting cars. Talk to me about how parents should really address the budget.
Right, and that's why I said in the beginning to get clear what's out there. What is it that what activities are being hosted by the school or whatever, after parties and all of that, to get clear, to get it on paper what we're looking at, and then decide how much you're willing to spend. Now, I had boys. It wasn't as expensive probably as it is for girls, but we talked about that in terms of admission to the different activities and contributing
different
to
activities?
Because I also say, I mean, it's prom night. It's, whether there's an after party or whatever, you're going out to dinner and all of that. But really, senior year period is expensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, leading up to graduation. So I think that the prom budget needs to be set in the context of all of the expenses that you're going to be having associated with graduation. So, that's part of it as well. So, and then so you decide what you're willing to spend. Again, we didn't have to set a number in our case because they're guys. I mean, they did get fancy tuxedo jackets and things like that. But the other things, they weren't interested in the exotic cars or whatever, and they were going to use the limousine and all of that. So all of it was, fairly reasonable. But there should be a budget for sure. And by getting all the expenses, laying all that out on the table so that it's not, the week before, oh, yeah, there's this other thing, and then parents are blindsided. You don't want that to happen.
Should the boys or the parents of the boys contribute financially to the outfit that the girl is going to be wearing? How do you feel about that? I love the face that you're making right now.
I'm making the face just because I haven't heard that asked, but if there... it just kind of depends. I mean, if it's something that's just exotic and just over the top that she's trying to do, then I think she and her family should kind of take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a situation where there's a real need, like, this is the person that, my son liked a lot and she really wanted to go, didn't quite have the means, sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely help mm-hmm. out.
Skylar, you also had a really interesting face about that as well.
because here's the thing, right? Nowadays, because the girls are getting custom dresses, for the boys now, if they go with a girl who has that level of taste, they're getting custom jackets. So their jackets are costing $500, $600, $700, depending on what it is. So
God,
sharing a cost or, taking on a cost is probably not an option, right? So like she said,
making sure that you sit down and talk about the budget, because all while this is happening, you still have to pay for the senior luncheon and the graduation dress and the graduation dinner that, as a parent, you're hosting your family coming in, you're probably going to have to cover some plates.
Yes.
You know, and then we're still doing college acceptance fee. So there's still a lot of things that are happening simultaneously around prom. So having that number set out, maybe, hey, if they have a job, they might have to contribute.
Mm-hmm. How much does it cost to just go to the prom itself these days?
It depends on how fancy your school is, right? And where they pick. So, like, right now, I think we're doing $125
a
ticket, you know. So that's pretty hefty, and that's before you even get a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Or shoes, or hair.
And that's $125 per
and
person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And the goat. So.
And the goat. Well, I'm sure that some families some families have their own goat. So. let me borrow your goat for this photo shoot. But now, as a social worker, mm-hmm. how do you address those who are not going? What kind of conversations do you have with guys or girls
mm-hmm.
who, for whatever reason, whether they don't have a date or they were not asked
mm-hmm.
to attend? And maybe I am showing my age, because it's also my understanding that I think sometimes it's not about the traditional he asks her to go. Sometimes they just go.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. But for those who would not go if they were not asked, have you had any conversations with anybody about that? And even if you haven't, would you encourage someone to go?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think sometimes the kids get so wrapped up into what it looks like. That they forget that, like, 2 or 3 years down the line, they're like, man, I should have went to prom. Or even when they come back the weekend after and everybody's talking about it, mm-hmm. and you have this big regret that you can't get back, right? So I have those type of conversations. I also have conversations around, hey, if there's a need, let us know, because there may be, you know, some type of fund available that we can kind of contribute to help you get there. Because a lot of times it's really not about not having a date. It's about not having the means to get there. So, and nowadays, nobody wants to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think just having a good pulse check on the kids that I serve makes it easier for me to kind of figure out which one it is
mm-hmm.
and then navigate that way.
Mm-hmm. You know, earlier, Carol, one of our guests said that one of the parents had an event at home. They had the in-ground pool, and they probably had Jeeves and everybody else and catered and you know, and all of that. And that sounds, you know, on the face of it, it sounds wonderful. And it sounds safe. But also, as a parent, this isn't like your own house party when mm-hmm. you have your mm-hmm. your friends of a certain age coming. We're talking about kids now.
Mm-hmm.
What should you first begin to think about as far as your responsibility
mm-hmm.
to make sure that those young people are safe while they're there? Because something she did say, she said, yes, somebody brought beer. Well, these are high school students
mm-hmm.
still.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're under 18 or 21 or whatever, you're not supposed to be drinking beer.
Right. No, absolutely. If you're the one hosting the party, then you are responsible to make sure that there's no drugs, no alcohol, and that just people are generally safe. And if you're hosting it, enlist some of your friends. It can be friends of the it can be parents of the some of the children that will be coming, but it can also be some of your relatives or whatever that don't mind, you know, coming along so that they can keep an eye on things, keep an eye on the, you know, the corners and these rooms and all of that other stuff.
Yeah, the blue lights in the basement and all of that.
To keep everybody safe. That's definitely something you ought to plan. I mean, don't just say, hey, come on over to my house and not give full thought to you know, the food and beverages you're going to be serving and also their safety.
Yeah, because, you know, and I must admit that first caller, when she was talking about the whole sans underwear and what was happening, that was really troubling to me,
mm-hmm.
Which is not to say that I don't believe her, because we all were young once.
Mm-hmm.
But and we understand that hormones are raging, but you know the hormones of 2023 are built differently than they were in the late 20th century, and I think that there are all kinds of really difficult scenarios that may come up, and you know, Skylar, you talked about the whole consent conversation, and I think that is really important because something may not happen at the prom,
right?
But in the hours afterwards, particularly if there are hotel rooms and Airbnbs and the likelihood of unchaperoned situations that your children could find themselves in horribly compromising positions.
Absolutely. I think that nobody should assume that they 100% know their teenager, because you don't. As a social worker, as a person that sits in a room and has, you know, confidential conversations, I can almost guarantee you don't know your child like you think you do.
Why do you say that?
Because they all hold secrets. This is a generation of huge secrets. It doesn't matter how close you are to them. They just don't tell it for whatever reason. So there's a part of your child that you just don't know and understand. And I think sometimes they feel like the parents don't understand them, you know, because they're growing up in a different time. Things are a lot different. There's like this fluid thing and all kinds of things happening, right? So don't assume that my child wouldn't do that. No, they might. Always feel like in the back of your mind, my child probably could do this.
So how do you talk to them about that? If they keep secrets and the first time that you mention, sexual fluidity or any of the other kinds of things, I can imagine that some children, when their mothers or fathers are talking, they are leaning back and clutching their pearls. Mm-hmm. Oh no, not moi. Mm-hmm. How do you broach that subject?
I think it takes some mindset shifting on the parent side of being completely open and just providing that space. If you let your child know that the space is available, then that makes all the difference. They may not come and tell you right away, but if they know they can, or if at least at the very least when they get into a bind, come to me first. Do not try to work it out with your friends. They have no idea what they're talking about. We have to get back to like community, right? There should be no reason why my child feels like she can go to her friend's mom and not me. And as a mom of the friend's mom, you shouldn't allow that to happen. You should always be redirecting them back to their parent. No. So, you know, that's that friendship thing where it kind of gets, the lines get blurred and the boundaries are off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, as the mother of twins who made it to grand and glorious adulthood, but did you have these same kind of conversations about them pre-prom?
Yes, pre-prom and pre-high school. It's really an ongoing conversation and just creating that space. I mean, for those of you who have young children, don't think it's too early to just get used to having regular just conversations about what's on their mind. Let them lead the discussion. I mean, regularly, you know, every week, make a date with them. Every Wednesday night, this is some time you're going to spend or whatever. And to really connect with them so that it's a pattern. They already know that they can talk to you if they have something that they're concerned about. So that, you know, start whenever you can. I mean, if you have high schoolers and you never did that before, still start. But, preteens and teens start to get a little suspicious if all of a sudden now you want to start talking to me. So it's great to start as early as you can, but start where you are. But start having those conversations so that they know that you you want the best for them. And it's not all this gotcha stuff. It's like, really tell me what's on your mind. And sometimes when it's stuff that you don't want to hear, don't fly off the handle. Take it in, you know, and ask more questions. Like, that's new to me. I didn't know you felt that way. Why do you feel that way? And all of that, instead of, you know, our family, we don't think this, we don't say this and whatever. Don't cut them off. Really hear them out.
But, and I think one of the other advantages, Skylar, is it's not just the prom now. There's the spring dance. Mm-hmm. There's the junior prom.
Yep.
There's the homecoming dance. There are all of these opportunities to, number one, have parents kind of get up to speed, get a little practice.
Mm-hmm.
But these are also, unfortunately, opportunities for things to go wrong.
Absolutely. And let's just say this. For anybody in the city and your child is going to these things through Metro and things like that, you're trusting that whole gap of time for things to be okay. So, like she said, starting those conversations early, letting them know, like, hey, if it's feeling weird, if it's looking weird, get on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather have to drive 45 minutes, mm-hmm. an hour, or get up out the bed to get you and
mm-hmm.
come up with a plan. Like, what's the backup plan? For prom, every parent should have a plan mm-hmm. for an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
There should also be another family member, if you don't get the call, that can answer the phone and is part of the plan. If you think your child is nervous about calling you, what's the code word? Text me the code word.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Yes, because sometimes they don't want to look uncool around their friends. They don't want them to know, I'm calling my mom. Mm-hmm. Like, this doesn't look good. So it's kind of a code word. And you know, sometimes it'll be the parent will say, you know, tell them I said you've got to go. There's something going on. You got to come home. Mm. Like, put it on me. Like, you know, it's not even about you. It's, my mom, I got to go, or my dad.
You know, I never thought about, you know, a code word, a safe word, a protective word, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. And I think, gosh, of all of the things mm-hmm. that we have discussed tonight, whether it's, you know, transportation or, consent or all of these other things, because we know how difficult the world has become, certainly around the activities of our young people, and even when everybody's trying to do right,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, peer pressure is still, you know, an issue. And to have a code word where you can call,
mm-hmm.
I think is really important, because not only, as you said, it saves face
mm-hmm.
for them, which is really, really good as you talk about the social dynamic, but it also makes sure that the child is protected.
Yep.
Yes.
And you can have different code words for different things, right? Because let's not forget, we still live in a time where if your daughter is on a date with African-American male or Hispanic male, brown, you know, whatever, they could get pulled over just because.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to text the code word to say, hey, they got us hemmed up.
Yes.
For whatever reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could go left. So there needs to be, you need to have the date's number.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have at least two or three numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe they can't get to the phone, whatever. Like, everybody, there needs to be a plan. The mm-hmm. safety plan is the most important thing about the whole night.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And, you know, honestly, all of these steps that we're taking with our children, I mean, I've tried to, I told them, my husband and I told them when they were teens, listen, we're not trying to, you know, stop you from having fun, but basically when you're out, when you graduate college or whatever, these are the same kinds of questions you need to be asking. If somebody tells you there's a party, come over to a party with me, it's like, okay, what kind of party?
Who all is there? Yeah.
Did they say you could bring me? I mean, do they know I'm coming? I mean, because it's not only about safety.
Mm-hmm.
You could end up in the wrong place, and it's a safety situation. Who knows? It could be your reputation, you know, with your employer, because you went to a space that, you know, wasn't
right.
Kosher. So these are the kinds of questions they need to ask when somebody talks about, let's take a trip together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we heard about that
earlier
about the young lady that traveled with people she thought were her friends.
Her friends, yeah.
So these are the kinds of questions, the questions that we're asking you as parents, you need to be thinking about that, too.
Just really fantastic information. I've got about a minute or so left. A final word about this prom situation from you, Skylar. Your final thoughts.
Don't assume. Don't assume anything. Have every conversation that you can think of, because you just can't assume that they know. You can't assume that the other person's parents know. You can't assume anything. So just don't assume.
Carol?
Have the conversation, which is very much in line with don't assume, but have a conversation and get an agreement about what's going to happen.
Yeah. And I know this sounds like, you know, like the military execution of you know, of a military exercise, but the reality is it's gotten that real.
Mm-hmm.
And just as easy as it is to have a wonderful time, things can go really bad very, very quickly, and we want everybody to come home safe, sound, and have great memories to talk about. Skylar Williams, Carol Muleta, thank you both for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All
right.
That is the Daily Drum for this Thursday, May 4th. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.